At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Your home all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, soccer, they have you covered. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
The biggest story in the NFL this week has been the status of Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen, of course, with the elbow, got dinged up last week against the Jets. He's not going to play. He hasn't been ruled out yet, but he hasn't practiced this week. The point spread is down to 3.5. I think at this point it would be almost a miracle if he does go out there and play. And joining us now to talk about it is Buffalo Bills radio analyst and former center Eric Wood. You can check out the What's Next with Eric Wood podcast, and his new book is called Tackle What's Next. Eric, thanks for the time today. How you doing?
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah. Would you agree with what I just said there? I'm just going to assume that Josh is not going to play this week because he hasn't practiced?
Yeah, I mean, that's where the indications are at this point. Unless there was some type of big revelation in the elbow overnight, you would assume that he would miss this week. He had a UCL injury in 2018, his rookie year, and missed 4 weeks. We have no idea what the severity is this time compared to that time. But this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations, and you don't want to risk having him long-term this season or in the future beyond this season by rushing him back out there if it's truly something that needs to heal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're in good hands. Do you agree? I mean, Case has a lot of experience. He's been to an NFC title game. He went 11-3 that year with the Vikings. With the weapons that he has and a good defense, I think he could win a couple games here if he's out.
Yeah, and he went 2-0 as a starter in Cleveland last year. And so you bring in a Case Keenum to get for a situation like this. Like, you're not going to pay a big-time starter in the NFL to be your backup, but you bring in a guy that has won in the National Football League, who has a ton of experience. He's in his 11th year. The guys in the locker room will rally around a guy like Case Keenum if he is, in fact, the starter Sunday. And so that's where the Bills, against a 7-1 team in the Vikings, are still favored at home because you do have a quality backup in Case Keenum.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned this a minute ago. They have no idea how serious the injury actually is. And there's no doubt. I mean, this has been the talking point all week long in your city. So is it only a guess at this point about the short-term/long-term effects of this injury?
From the outside looking in, and the Bills have kept it very tight to the vest on what exactly is going on with his elbow. We know it's a UCL sprain, but the extent of it, we don't know. So we can only make guesses at this point. The Bills traditionally are very cautious with injuries. They hold guys out with regularity because they're worried about long-term and season-long effects of these injuries. For soft tissue injuries, UCL included, the Bills are generally very cautious, and that's where most people would assume after 2 days of not practicing at all that Josh would be out this week.
Yeah, well, as you said, I mean, the key here is just getting this guy back and being healthy. And I know that the dream scenario here before the season started was to host the AFC title game at home in Buffalo, those conditions. But if it means that this team has to slip to the 2 or maybe even the 3 seed, they'll take that all day long as this guy's going to be healthy for a potential playoff run.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'm not sure how long we could even be looking at Josh being out. This game against an NFC opponent in the Vikings is not as crucial to those mm-hmm. end-of-the-year standings in the AFC. As the Bills sit, even with the loss of the Jets last week, they still sit number one ranked in the AFC as far as playoff scenarios go. And the fact that they beat the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Titans this year would go a long way for tie-breaking scenarios for that number one overall seed at the end of the season.
How surprised are you by the defense? I mean, all the talk is about Allen and the offense and Diggs and what they can do offensively and Davis and what they did in the playoff loss to Kansas City. They're giving up 4.6 points per game in the second half. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm honestly not very surprised at all. This is a defense last year that was number one statistically in the NFL heading into the postseason, and they got torched in Kansas City in the final game of the year, and that's kind of the lasting memory of that 2021 season. But this is a defense that played at a very high level last year, and then you go out in the offseason this year and you add a Von Miller. You add a Daquan Jones in the middle, a Jordan Phillips, a Tim Settle. You added some key pieces. You drafted a first-round corner in Kyrie Elam. So this defense added some pieces to what was the number one defense in the league last year. And so there's not a lot of surprises with the success of the defense this year.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Eric Wood, our guest, Buffalo Bills radio analyst, former NFL center. And again, you can check out his podcast. It's called What's Next with Eric Wood. And his new book is called Tackle What's Next. So on that side of the ball with the defense, I'm looking at the injury report right now. Rousseau, Edmonds, Poyer, all questionable. Do you think they all give it a go on Sunday?
I don't think Greg Rousseau will be back. He got a high ankle sprain last week. He could if it was very, very minor, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect to see Greg Rousseau back. Jordan Poyer, again, we're not sure the exact extent yeah. of that elbow injury. And then Tremaine Edmonds didn't practice yesterday. I mentioned how cautious these Bills have been with injuries, especially in the regular season. And so it's really tough to say on those guys.
Okay.
Fair enough.
With your background in 9 years in the league, Pro Bowl or center, what if I called you Tuesday and said, I want you to take over and coach the team?
Well, I would take a very similar approach to what Jeff Saturday did and say, look, there's guys in this building with a lot more coaching experience than me. I'm going to defer to a lot of their decisions. But Jeff Saturday is one heck of a leader. He's one heck of a man. For a guy that can stabilize the organization as they either maybe have found their long-term future of head coaching, Jeff Saturday, or kind of stabilize this team, the city, and everything else for this remainder of the season, then Jeff Saturday will be a great representative. Of course, it's shocking mm-hmm. to put a guy with just high school coaching experience in that seat. And so, and there's a lot of guys in the building, I'm sure, in Indianapolis that have been cutting their teeth in the league for about 30 years that may be a little offended by it. But, you know, in this day and age of NFL, and when you got, you know, John Lynch being promoted quick to a GM, you see the success that he's had in San Francisco. And Mike Vrabel, former player, rises the ranks very quickly, has done a phenomenal job down in Tennessee. You're seeing more and more former players kind of rise in the ranks a lot quicker than expected.
What grade would you give Skyline Chili?
A+. I love it.
Oh.
I'm Cincinnati, born and raised, and since Skyline's a staple for me, I've got my kids liking it now. It's pretty special.
An A+.
Wow.
Okay, so that means, do you have it like delivered to the house? Because I know that they offer that.
I don't. So I live in Louisville, Kentucky, and yeah. we have the Skyline down here.
Oh,
so
you do?
Often.
Okay. How often are we talking about this now with you and the family? Once a week? Once a month?
I'd say closer to once a month. You know, Skyline doesn't fit. If I was still playing in the NFL and still trying to be 310 pounds, I think it would fit in my weekly eating regimen. Doesn't fit it as much anymore.
Well, did you see that soundbite that this week Whitworth was on the Levitard show? And he talked about, like, you know, back in his playing days, whatever, when he was younger, he could whack down 8 double stacks at Wendy's. What's your proudest moment of, you know, going to a fast food place or sitting down and eating that would blow people away?
One time we went to an all-inclusive or an all-you-can-eat sushi place, and I ate 100 pieces of sushi. That was my best eating feat. And if you ever want to go back, there's some articles written about it. We would do this deal in Buffalo, and we would host Thanksgiving at our house every year, and everybody's families and guys on the team were invited. And the only stipulation was when you walked in the house, you had to weigh in. And when you walked out, you weighed out. And we'd see who could gain the most. I believe I was around like 9.6 pounds gained in a day. So I could throw the food back in the day.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Oh,
if back in the day, then if you really wanted to try eating some like tasty chicken wings or buffalo wings, whatever, how many could you whack down at one setting?
I mean, it would make you sick, but probably 50 or so.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No
doubt. I buy it, absolutely.
100 pieces of sushi. Boy, that's impressive.
Wow.
Okay, you can, again, check out the podcast, What's Next with Eric Wood. His new book is called Tackle What's Next. Great talking to you today, Eric. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate that.
Yeah, likewise. My pleasure.
All right.
It'd be good.
A legend. That's great. The way in and the way out.
9 pounds less in one day.
9.6. To do that in baseball when it's 110, the catcher. How much weight did you lose?
Did you lose, yeah.
Let's get after it on Thanksgiving. There you go. He said something interesting, too, about the Indy thing. Maybe it's like, I don't want to help this guy out. I got passed over. I don't like this. I mean, you want to be a professional, but still, we're human beings.
Yeah.
There could be some of that going on.
But also,
jealousy or pissed off that Irsay went the Saturday route.
I mean, he has no experience. Nobody, again, on the staff had play calling experience. You're thrown into the fire on a Tuesday, the week of a game, and now you're just scrambling the entire time. I mean, at what point do they actually get their feet on the ground?
Yeah.
When they land here in Las Vegas? Other than that, it's going to be just a complete blitzkrieg against these people the entire week.
Can you imagine if you're running an all-you-can-eat and you see the Buffalo Bills offensive lineman coming in?
Oh, my God.
Hey, the guy puts down 100 pieces of sushi.
No, you run to the door and say, we're closed.
That's
we're closed.
Right. Can you imagine the damage? You're checking in at 310. Here I go.
I said earlier I could whack down 4 or 5 rolls, no problem. No problem. Like that lemon sushi we talked about.
Oh.
What's 4 or 5 rolls is, that's like 30 pieces. 100?
Yeah. Imagine what they could do alcohol-wise, too.
Oh, but I can also
shut
well,
you down.
Yeah, yeah. Could you do 50 wings?
Oh, no way.
I think I could do 25 wings.
I wasn't a wing guy when I was a slob, big fella, but that was, yeah, I never.
No, wings have gotten much better, I think, over the years.
Yeah.
I was never that big of a wing guy when I was growing up, but there are some really good recipes out there now.
I bet he could eat 200 nuggets when he played.
Probably.
Oh.
50 wings, yeah, into 200 nuggets. All right. Up next, there is a, you know, everybody always wants to talk about hedging. How about this? There's a contest out in Las Vegas down to the final 8 people that pays $100,000. We'll kick it around coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games, and some huge payouts at DraftKings Casino. A player bet $25 and won $125,000 on 11 champions. Another player bet $1 and won $68,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers have their choice, either deposit bonus up to $2,000 or $50 in free credits. When you deposit $25 signing up, download the app, use code VSiN. VSiN to claim the offer. Got to be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com for full details.
We are a gambling network, obviously, here on VSiN, so we talk about these football contests a lot throughout the entire year. I find them fascinating on a yearly basis. There is one and then how do you capitalize if you make a deep run by hedging and making money off of it? I know that Randy McKay, who's a professional sports bettor, has been on this network many times. He tweeted something like that out earlier this week where it's like you have to make money. You have to find a way to make money when you make deep runs in these contests. You have to.
What was Crush'em Sports' biggest regret? He didn't hedge.
Did not hedge on the Jets.
He had $300,000 worth of equity.
Yep. So there is another contest out here in town called the Last Man Standing. And the way it works is you can get between 1 and 5 entries before the season starts. They do it in college and they do it in the NFL. It's $25 a pop. And if you buy 4, you get your 5th one free. And every single year now, it gets thousands upon thousands of locals who are in this. No proxies are allowed. So that's kind of the sticking point there for people that come into town. You got to be able to put in the picks on your own. But the college contest is worth $100,000. And I know somebody, he reached out to me this week, who has one of the final 8 entries in this contest. And he told me that it's still, to this point, every week it's getting chopped between 40 and 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the good news. There's good news and bad news. The good news is we know the contest.
When someone says that, what do you want first?
What?
I have good news and bad news.
You always want the bad news first.
Yeah.
You want the bad news first? The bad news is you don't know the other entries' games. They don't post them.
Yep.
And
you can go up until
kickoff
of the game of that game, right?
So when you think about it like that, you can have a bet on the 9 a.m. game. Well, if Hawaii's on the board and they're playing at 9 o'clock p.m., then somebody can wait until 8:55 in theory to put their bet in, and you wouldn't know about it. So. Yeah. And every point spread comes with a hook, so there are no pushes. So it's like a survivor, but you have to advance on the point spread, right? And so if you have all 5 entries at the beginning of the season, you can use all 5 on one team, or you can go 5 different games, however you like, right? So the bad news is you don't know, again, who the other people are on. The good news is you know at this point there are 3 weeks left. That's
huge.
It. There's
huge.
No championship weeks, right?
Yep.
There are no bowl games. So
it's
that
going
is,
to end when it, you know exactly you, when it's going to end.
Bingo. You
Enormous.
Have a finish line. Like for Survivor, what if 100 people get chopped this week? Well, the 20 or people that are, what is it, 15 people would be left? They could run the season out. So you could be hedging every single week and giving money away. But at this point now of the season, it pays $100,000 again to the winner. And based on between about 40 and 60% of the people getting chopped every week, that's going to continue. Like there will not be eight winners of this contest to split $12,500 a piece. That will not happen. Like it'll probably go from eight this week to four or five next week, down to like two or three. And then do we have a champion the final week?
You never know.
So then
it could be seven. It could be two.
Yeah. So how do you approach this then in terms of hedging? What do you want to do this week?
What a discussion.
Mm. I don't think you can go too nuts.
It is so, it's just that you don't know what anyone else has. It's a killer.
It's
a killer.
It is.
I don't know that this is a tough question.
So
I love the fact that he canceled a vacation because this, he had a vacation schedule.
And the wife totally understood.
No, right. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Like, we got $100,000 on the line here. I got to push it back.
Now, from what I understand, they didn't have like flights booked and they weren't going to go across the country, but they, you know, had like a drivable vacation plan. They're like, no, we can't do this now. Don't forget about this. You have to factor in taxes. So taxes will be around, you know, $30,000. If you were the only winner and you won $100,000, it'd be around $30,000 for the taxes. So I don't think you can start this week by hedging 5,000. I think that's too much. Because if you advance in last man and you lose the 5,000, then you got to come back with 10,000 next week. And then if you lose that one, you got to do it with 20 the following week, then you're in 35,000. And what happens if you split then? With more than one entry, then
maybe
you're like, okay, that didn't make any sense.
You could play a stale number. You could do that too and win both. I know you did that the year you won. What's the appropriate amount? I know that's tough. I mean, it's only $25 to get in.
That's right.
But it's also like this guy who just cashed that ticket for $125,000. He had the Astros over the Phillies in the World Series. 2,500 to 1. He goes, I'm not hedging. It's a $50 bet. I'm not, but to me, you had to. But he didn't need, and he won the money. But this is, God, it's a tough one.
Well, it's also like the guy who had that huge parlay on player props. That was a very small bet. But it paid more than six figures, and he was able to get down, what was it, $34,000 on a player prop to hedge on Mixon with the rushing yards, and thank God he did.
Yeah, five. You're right. Five's too much.
But five's too much.
Seven guys could whack up the money.
Yeah, I mean, even if
you
it's two
know.
People.
Right.
Yeah, and you keep advancing.
Right, yes.
And I don't think 5,000 is a play there.
Right, and then what if you lose? If you lose your hedge, and you lose your hedge, and you make it to the end, and then, oh, boy.
Yep, right.
But
right.
No one else gets cut. But that's a tough discussion.
I think the most logical approach would be to basically cut that number in half at this point. And if you put $2,500 on a game this week and, you know, you bow out of the tournament, but you win that bet, okay, then you're happy with a $2,500 bet that you won.
I agree with McKay, and Randy's right. I mean, the feeling you would have if you walk out of this and you go down. I mean,
and you have nothing to show for at this point?
Yeah, I know it's only $25 to get in, but you'd be sick. You know, that's the other thing, too, about what if you play a game early? You ever see a line in a sports book at right before kickoff on a Saturday or Sunday?
Bonkles.
And you want to put a game in? I mean, you could get what that is, too. You don't want to get shut out.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you have to go to the casino here, out here, to put your bets in. There's
right.
no app.
Right. There's another big contest in town where it has to be done in person, too.
Right. And so I made that mistake signing up this year for Last Man. I didn't do it until Sunday morning of week one. What
sure.
do you think that
you
was like?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Good contest. They also do it for March Madness. This is all due to you, by the way. You were doing local radio. You won the damn thing, and then they just started doing it for everything, even horse racing. But imagine they do this for March Madness. I mean, you got to get up 4 days in a row and put picks in and what you're going to do. Now, imagine what the lines look like there.
Oh, my
before
God.
Before March Madness games. Tip off.
Yeah.
The other thing too, I want the good news first, because then I can brace myself for the bad news.
Oh, really? No, I want the band-aid ripped right off.
Well, then if you hit me with the bad news and it's really bad, that's like I'm like, Oh, no, you're demoralized. You don't even hear the pay attention to the good news. It can't overcome the bad news.
Oh, you can't?
You've said, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, but
what if it's really bad news?
What if people overhype the bad news and it's really nothing at all? And you're like, oh, my God, I can handle that. That's nothing. Okay, well, then what's the good news?
Sure.
You know?
Well, who's to say your bad news is that bad?
Sure, right.
Maybe I saw it a different way, at a different read and feel. Sure.
Maybe it's not an apartment complex was set on fire and you don't know what the hell happened. Maybe it's I have a flat tire.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's nothing. Call AAA. You don't know how to fix a flat tire? Well, then there you go. Whatever. I mean, if you tell somebody, devastating bad news, it's like, okay, well then, okay. Yeah. Then you're bracing yourself a little bit then. The expectations are a little.
Everyone has a different definition level. of what's bad news. Right.
Yep. Can I give you this prop that's up offshore? Free agency started yesterday. There are some huge names in baseball.
Oh, looks like Turner's going to the Phillies.
Yeah.
Verlander out. Kershaw back to the Dodgers. DeGrom going to be on the move.
What was this report? DeGrom may be interested in the Rangers?
He reached out, I think. They reached out to Texas.
So here's the bet on Aaron Judge. If he doesn't go back to the Yankees, the Giants are the shortest shot on the board at 2-1.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, we've had people say that they will not be outbid. Yeah. So if the Yankees, let's say the Yankees offer $450 million, the Giants might offer $500, and Judge is going to say, I can't do it, I can't leave New York.
How about the prop on that? $375? The contract, 370, go way over.
Oh, way over.
Way over.
Mm. You think he's going to get $50 million a year?
I could see 450, 500 if it's
is
crazy.
Is it 10?
If you have the Giants and Dodgers involved in the Met, Cohen's got to do something. I mean, if Cohen loses, Cohen's got to have a bad taste in his mouth. He won 101 games and then got knocked out early. I mean, Cohen could go Verlander. Cohen could try. How great would that be? He stays in New York, but it's a Met.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mets are 6-1 to get Judge, by the way. Dodgers 3-1.
It goes
Giants 2-1, Dodgers 3-1, Mets six.
Okay.
Cardinals are 8. Then the Braves, Rangers, Red Sox are all 12-1 to get him. The Cubs are 16-1. I would like to see him leave the Yankees. I love huge offseason moves.
Yep.
Always have.
Yep. You know, it's also from the Steinbrenner standpoint about saying, listen, we spent all this money. Where's it got us?
Yeah.
Which I know it's an indictment of Cashman, too. But it's let's go back to the farm system and get the young guys going and then build around that. Because we've been spend. We don't have a World Series since 09.
Professional sports bettor Chuck Edel will join the program next. He loves totals. He was 5-0 last week.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, it's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now. Here he is. Every Friday at 6:30 Pacific, Chuck Edel, professional sports bettor. Great article on him last week in the Chicago Sun-Times. Follow him on Twitter at Chuck Edel, E-D-E-L. 5-0 last week, the leader in the Friday Football Betting Invitational. And they go over his picks every Friday on the show. And that's tonight with Matt Humans every Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern. And here we go with the totals again, Mr. Total. Chuck Edel. Last week, you had Ohio State under. It's a rocking chair. 21-7 final. What do you want to do with Ohio State this week?
Yeah, you know, I thought the line this week was a little cheap, considering, you know, I think maybe they put a little too much into that game. You know, as you know, we did go under. There was, rain, 50-mile-per-hour winds, and that kind of made things a little difficult for him. Nobody was going to score in that game. So the 21 points, so take away those 21 points that they scored in that last week because of the weather situation. Ohio State in the Big Ten this year has averaged 49.6 points a game. And that's in the Big Ten. And guys, that's against some good defenses. They put up 55 versus Wisconsin, 54 versus Iowa, 44 versus Penn State. They're averaging an unbelievable 7.4 yards per play. Now they're going to play defense Indiana, a defense who's given up 32.2 points a game. They play super fast too, Indiana, 75.2 plays a game How about this? They're dead last in the entire NC2A in time of possession. They only have the ball, averaging having the ball for 24 minutes and 19 seconds. So what does that tell you? There's going to be a lot of possessions for Ohio State in this game, and we know they're going to be doing some scoring. And I expect Ohio State to get a big chunk here. Indiana does get the return of their quarterback, Connor Bazelak, back. He missed last week versus Penn State. If Indiana in this game could get half their average, they average 23.3 points a game offensively. If they could get half that, I think I'll be in good shape here. I do like this game to go over the total. I think Ohio State puts up a big number. Now, there is a little light rain in the game. Mm-hmm. No wind, though. Should be okay. Don't get nervous about the rain as long as there's no wind going along with it. And that's just light rain as well. So I do like this game to go over the total. It looks like 58, 58 and a half around town.
Okay. You were also on a total in the La Tech game last week. It cashed. This week they get Texas San Antonio. This one's in the upper 60s. I'm looking at 67 available right now at certain books. Are you going to ride this here with La Tech and go over?
I am, Mitch. I'm going to come back with the over in this game. Parker McNeil, we talked about it last week. He was back for that game against Middle Tennessee. They put up 40 in that game. Louisiana Tech averages 32.6 points a game, but they've scored over 40 points in three of their last five games. And as we talked about as well, about their problem is their defense. They're 127th in the country, giving up 37.9 points a game. They give up 6.29 yards per play. How about the teams are averaging, when they run the ball, 5.8 yards rush per carry against that Louisiana Tech defense. So Texas San Antonio should have some fun here on offense because they have a good offense. They average 36.6 points a game, 6.27 yards per play. Their 492 yards a game are good enough for 12th in the country. And they also play fast, 78.2 plays a game. So there's going to be a lot of possessions in this game. Last week against a pretty good UAB defense, especially for that conference, in overtime they put up 494 yards. But Texas San Antonio, their struggles also are on defense. They're giving up over 30 points a game, over 6 yards per play. They gave up 553 yards last week to maybe an average UAB offense. And, their weakness also is against the pass. So I think Louisiana Tech should be able to take advantage of that. There will be a lot of possessions in this game as well. It's something you look at when you're looking at overs. You want to, you have a lot of possessions. There's going to be a lot of possessions in this game as well. And I'm going to go one more time with that over in Louisiana Tech.
All right, another total, and this time an under. And Kentucky's been very good to the under this year on the season. They're taking on Vandy, and it's 47.5.
Yeah, this Vanderbilt team averages 14.4 yards of offense points in the SEC, but on the road they're averaging 5.6 points a game. They've struggled against good defenses, and Kentucky does have a good defense. This Vanderbilt team put up 14 versus Missouri. They got shut out by Georgia. They scored 3 points against Alabama. If you look at their defensive stats for Vanderbilt, it is a little scary because they're giving up over 36 points a game. But they've gone up against some monsters on offense: Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Wake Forest. That's about half their games. Kentucky's been struggling on offense. Their quarterback, Will Levi, he's been banged up, and he said in the press conference that he's at about 70% at best. The offensive line has not helped them. They've played bad. They've allowed 35 sacks this season. That is number one in the SEC. They have trouble running the ball. They're averaging 2.9 yards per carry. And, the Kentucky game plan always is to establish that run. Let the defense win the games. They ran the ball 333 times. They've attempted 239 passes. And their defense has been solid. 19.6 points a game. They held Florida, a good offensive team, to 16 points. Mississippi to 22. Mississippi State to 17. Mm-hmm. Last game, they held Missouri to 232 yards. So I think Vandy has trouble scoring here, and I don't see Kentucky lighting up the board for a big number here. So I do like this game to go under the 47.5.
Very, very good. So under that game, over Texas San Antonio, La Tech, and over in the Ohio State game. Chuck, we were talking about, we had some sad news yesterday. Fred Hickman passed away at the age of 66, and Paulie and I were talking about when we were younger, man, watching Fred along with Nick Charles, both guys passed away way too young. What a great show that was on CNN. And then like the old school days of Patrick and Olbermann and the Bottom Line on ESPN, the 10-minute ticker on NBC on NFL Sundays. you're an old school guy. You've been doing this for a long, long time. Like score phone and trying to track down scores back in the day. Can you recall like what you had to do to try to find scores maybe in the 80s or the 90s or what the, like the biggest phone bill that you ever had was because you were calling to get updates all the time?
I got a quick, great story about that, Mitch. So I was the assistant beverage manager at Chicago Hilton and Towers, and I worked the evening. So I had all my action going. I had, you know, I'm a phone in the desk, and I called up that 976-1313 number. That's, you know, that's how I was getting the scores. You would have to call up, and they would give you this, you know, you have to listen to a few advertisements maybe, and then they give all the scores, you know, this is the score phone and all that. So one day it's probably maybe close to midnight, and I'm in the office getting ready to, do some paperwork, and here comes the food and beverage manager, who in the, you know, the hotel business, that's a big deal there. He comes in with this sheet of paper. He unfolds the paper. It almost goes down to the floor. And he had, you know, and he goes, "What is this? What are all these phone calls?" I had no idea that they were, you know, keeping, you know, I just figured it was all like, you know, I didn't think it was going to be an itemized phone bill.
Right.
So, that was a big phone bill. And, nothing really happened, but they, you know, it gave me a little scare there. I got busted for making so many phone calls to sports phone.
Scores. How times have changed.
Yep.
We had to go through so much just to get a damn score in a game.
Impossible.
You're talking about that 10-minute ticker. And
right.
ESPN, I think, you know, everybody waited, you know, and half the time it didn't update from the last 10 minutes. You get all pissed off. you know, it's the same score, you know. Kind of like the election, you know. The every time you look, only 77% of the votes in. Well, that was like 2 days ago. What's
right.
going on?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, God. Chuck. Crush it again this week, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's good.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. At least he's got a better. He can explain it easy. Well, he's calling scores.
Yeah. Sheets
maybe,
just upon sheets.
Maybe
what is this bill?
Another phone number.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
By the way, how happy are you that the election is over?
Oh, they were texting me nonstop.
Oh,
I'm getting a text.
I went through my phone the other day to find out how many accounts I blocked. It was at least 50.
Oh, really?
And that was from just blocking them. I didn't even start blocking them until probably like middle of October.
Yeah. Tully was upset with the mail.
It was every day. It was
the mail. Yeah, the mail coming in.
And just a side note on that, by the way, the ads that were running, they would go back to back to back. Can we be like a little more careful moving forward with the ads? Did you pay attention to some of them that were on TV?
With the negativity? Or,
oh, my God.
Landish comments? No, anything goes. It's ridiculous.
Honest to God, there was an ad out here in Las Vegas in Nevada playing. It was basically this. It was, if you vote for Susie Johnson, you're voting for death. And it's like, basically, they said, if you agree to vote for her, you're agreeing to have your kids die in a car fire. I mean, it was unbelievable how far over the top they were. Mm. Like, how do they get away with this message on TV?
Yeah.
They were using words like that, and I'm just, like, stunned.
Well,
like,
it's nonstop. They just keep coming at you. Texting you, mail, every other ad.
I forgot to get the mail one day last week. I went to get it, like, on Wednesday.
Yeah,
after not getting it Tuesday. I'm not joking. It was this thick.
Yeah.
And it was nothing but for the election. In Pocket Plays, how we are approaching betting this week, coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
He knows the quarterback was on coke if his girlfriend was not done.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right. Should have been a big-time win and big-time night betting with that Thursday night game. Under pre-flop, under first quarter, no score first 5.5, 6.5 minutes. But then it got ugly. It got ugly in play, exploded late. And other props that lost, Patterson did not go over. 5 carries.
That's it.
Longest touchdown under. I cannot believe that play worked. It went for 41 yards. The touchdown to Chenault to start. Friendly fire. 2 Falcons take each other out. I don't know what the first guy's doing on the first block.
Yeah.
He just like gave up. He runs right by him. You can feel free to tackle. And under 4.5 sacks. They sacked Mariota 5 times. It was sitting on 4 there late in the game. And then they got him, pressured him the entire game. Let's go with the new stuff. I recommend this. This is fun. Hill to break the receiving yards record. Plus 175. He has the most yards receiving through 9 games in the Super Bowl era. He's averaging 122 yards per game. And I think he's going to eat every week. And that'll continue again Sunday against the Browns. The Germany game under. Got a good number, 46.5. Very excited for this game to start. Start the day at 6:30 Pacific. Also, Wisconsin laying 1 against Iowa. And then later on, next week now, but bet early. Again, look ahead line. Utah laying 4 against Oregon. And last check, that was up to 6 in a big game in the Pac-12. There you go.
Here's what else you have going for the Tyreek Hill to break the record prop. They're going to need all of these games, or as many as possible,
yep,
if they're going to make the playoffs for potential seeding purposes. And as we know now with Mike McDaniel, I mean, that doesn't matter really what. They were up big in that Bears game a couple of times, and he just kept trying to put the foot on the gas the entire time.
Yep.
He wasn't trying to like milk the lead by running Mostert or Wilson that often. I think this guy's just going to. They could have a 3-touchdown lead in the third quarter and be like, let's go, Tua. Keep
with
throwing
a lousy,
the football.
With a lousy defense, and yes.
Yep. Okay, so in-pocket plays that I have for today and this week. I'm going to bet this Gonzaga Michigan State game under. Did already 145.5.
The Abe Lincoln?
They're playing it on an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
I am old enough to remember when they did this a couple of times about a decade ago. I couldn't wait to watch it. I always loved the idea. And guess what? The sun was a problem for shooters. Wind would once in a while kick in. I think this is a high number in the mid-140s. I know Gonzaga likes to push, and they like to get up and down and score a ton of points. Maybe that happens with a bunch of like transition buckets tonight, but on the aircraft carrier, give me the under. And I am betting the Grizzlies again today. They are awesome yet again this season in the first quarter. And to me, there's a lot to like. Now, books are onto this. And by that, I mean, yes, they're laying 1.5, and they're around 5 for the game. But on the money line, think about this. The Grizzlies point spread, 1.5. The money line today is minus 145. The other night, they were laying 1.5. The money line was minus 160. So I'm not going to bet the money line here. I'm going to lay the 1.5 with the Grizzlies. Books are definitely, they're aware of what the Grizzlies are like in this first quarter.
There you go.
And so can't do that. Also, I do really like the Broncos in a teaser leg this weekend. Unfortunately, I don't have a partner to put it with as of right now. So I'm going to avoid that. And I did play. I'm trying this out. I'm betting that three-team teaser this week, and I did this yesterday on the show, with totals, a 10-point teaser, three teams, pays minus 120. It's on the Buccaneers-Seahawks game, it's on the Rams-Cardinals game, and it's on the Raiders-Colts game. I got a person reached out to me last night and said, you're not supposed to bet totals, right, or tease totals. He said, I've been teasing totals the entire year in the league, or after the first slow start, and he said it's been great so far.
I'm taking this Giant game under. 41, lean Giants side as well. I'm definitely with Mike Palm. It's moved, but the Raider game under, Colts 8-1 of the under. And, boy, what? I don't see where, I don't care who plays quarterback, where are the points coming from in the Rams game? A 41 in the Rams-Arizona game, too. Yep. There's another one, right?
Yep.
In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com and Fall Sports in Full Swing and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Join them every week for new promotions, the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, tonight the Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, and the Sunday Football Parlay Insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at BetRivers. It's a whole new game. Good text here. During March Madness, I used to ask to use the bathroom in high school and run to the payphone and call Sportsline. 976-1313 to get the updates. It would cost a quarter. I'd talk to different teachers so I could make five calls a day. I'm sweating games at 15 years old. I can still hear the guy's voice on the recording. Keith Cromer is one of the names I remember.
Keith Cromer, huh?
There you go.
I can remember in high school every single year skipping school on not only the first 2 days of March Madness.
Oh, you had to.
Championship
week.
Oh,
you got, yes. It was so cool. I was so proud of my mom when she called me out sick so I could watch the first couple of days of Madness in high school.
Oh, yeah. It was every single year.
Great.
And
get
also,
the pizza and get the...
Yeah. Like our history teacher, he was like a legendary football and basketball coach back there. You know, he was at the school for like 35 years and won a zillion games.
Would he bring in a TV?
He'd bring in the TV because the Wisconsin State Championships were also the same week. And we would actually flip over to March Madness to go back and forth with it. And so that was like pretty much all day long. Like, no school today. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate this.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. This is from Jake on Twitter. We talked about the hedging possibility. There's a contest out here down to 8 entries, and they know they have 3 weeks left. That's it. And it usually chops by between 40 and 60% every single week. The payout's $100,000. We talked about hedging. Jake says with 3 weeks left, the fact that you have to pay taxes on the winnings and the possibility of a split, he believes it's too early to hedge. Mm. If the prize pool was higher, I would hedge.
Yeah.
Tough one, but too early for me. And I told him, that's fair enough. If you don't want to hedge quite yet, you want to wait another week.
Yeah. The killer is you don't know who other people have.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't even know what, if you already win, you don't know how many people have been knocked out, who's left, what do they have in the late games? I mean, it's just, that's what makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yep.
Damn. Pro tip. Again, reached out to the great Alan Boston. One of the best to ever do it as a college basketball bettor. Alan, there's a much bigger home court advantage in non-conference games than conference matchups. You're familiar with the conference teams. You're familiar with, you play there every year, but you don't know when these road games, different gyms you're going into, usually longer travel. And as Alan points out, games tend to get closer to 20, lean towards 20 than pick. As well in these games, too. And you have the blowout scenario, too, more in play in non-conference games.
Yep.
And a lot of, good point, too, he made. Coaches experiment and try stuff in non-conference games.
For sure.
Especially these mid-majors. I mean, it's all about conference play in a conference tournament. You can try stuff up, try zone, try all this different stuff in non-conference games.
There were, I believe, 64 games last night in college basketball. And most of them, I think, were on the board. Today, we have 84 games on the to bet on. I think there are 84 board games today in college basketball. 59 tomorrow, and that's a lot.
He still does the binder.
Handwritten binder?
Yep.
Of course, it's
yep,
never going to change.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
In his 60s, that's good.
Yeah.
He's again, old school. That's how he does it.
My comparison for, I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah.
Richie Bacciolari, who works here at Circa now, he does that. My comparison is, if you've never seen a binder like that from an old school guy, is Kevin Spacey in 7. when they're going through his apartment.
Yeah.
And they come across all, and they're like, oh my God, what is this?
Get out of here, California. John Doe's got the upper hand. Stay out of here.
What a great job by Brad Pitt at the end of that movie.
Oh, come on. Now you're just saying that to get me pissed off.
I loved it.
You know, he butchered that scene. Yeah. He butchered it.
This is from...
you get as many takes as you can and you need. And that's what he comes up with. Your wife's head's in a box.
How do you react, Paul, in that situation?
I don't play it like that.
You jump for joy? All right, this is good. I'm single again.
Oh, what a movie.
This is from Babyface Assassin on Twitter. Remember...
I said, that's the hand.
That's
the,
yeah.
Are you just going to gloss over that? That's money.
They can remember very well calling score phone early 80s, yeah. Calling at 4 a.m. to get the Hawaii and West Coast games. Unbelievable the things we had to do. True?
Yeah.
This is from Antonio. Here's one. I'm 59. Been gambling since I was 10. Stardom young. When I was in high school and college, I used to run around like a nut trying to find the old AP ticker tape machines. The ones that constantly spit out news and occasionally would shoot out sports scores. I think I remember those. You'd hear a beep, 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 and all of a sudden it starts printing.
This is good. Do this all day. That's a good movie. That's David Fincher, I believe.
Oh,
that
seven?
Whole sequence when he's chasing him through the street.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
He shoots at him, and then you don't know what you're getting into when they walk in and they knock in his apartment.
Oh, my God, no. Like the anxiety level, the blood pressure.
Who knows
watching
what
the movie
you're
for the first
see.
Time?
I mean, what we've already witnessed up to that point.
Oh, the first time you watch that movie, it's just like...
God, is that good.
Yep.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's awesome in that movie.
Fun show. Good week.
Yeah.
Give it about a 92.5. Easy to dance to yet again on a Friday. Sure. If you missed any of it, you can listen back on your time. Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcast. Search Follow the Money. Good luck with your bets this weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.